Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. TJ Fox is here. TJ is Senior VP and President of Horizon Business Markets. He focuses on the small business sector, and he's an award-winning executive inside of Horizon and outside of Horizon. And he's brought with him some research, some information on how small business owners are dealing with the mayhem that we have all around us today. TJ, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me. Good morning to you.
It's good to have you here. So I know you guys have been talking to some, you talked to small business owners. You've been doing some research on this. What kind of feedback have you been getting from small business owners about how things are going these days?
Yeah, we typically are monitoring all our business segments, whether it's the enterprise, medium, or small business, and I have responsibility for the medium and small, and we do that on a quarterly basis. But since the beginning of all, like you said, the craziness and the pandemic, we've really ramped that up, not only internally, but utilizing partners as well. And obviously in the beginning, it was a shock to everyone's system as we were going through lockdowns. But we really started paying very close attention with surveys on what our customers were doing. And not even that, obviously we have millions of these customers here in the United States and how they were doing. And obviously very, very hard, but as you know, Jim, small businesses are very agile and they adapt quickly.
Yep.
And they started to, and I was listening to your prior segment, they started to really focus in on digital transformation and increasing their connectivity because of what was going on as they're trying to adapt their business, whether they were in an office, whether they were on site somewhere, a restaurant, et cetera. So we've been watching that over the last, 10 months, and very interesting things have been happening, not only within the surveys, but in the actual things that we've been assisting them in solutions, especially with their digital transformation.
One of the things that we've learned from some other research, there's an IBM report out over the last couple of months where they determined that digital transformation that we were, prior to the pandemic, that we were going to be dealing with over the next 5 years actually is here in our here and now. It's here now. We don't have 5 years to make the adjustment. It's here now.
I would say in the last 10 months, we've done the equivalent of 2 or 3 years of digital transformation for our customers. You know, as a large enterprise, we've been going through this, for quite some time. And I would say small business at times, have been behind, or have they just not invested in that. And we've just seen an enormous amount of transformation because they've had to adapt quickly and be flexible. And connectivity is super key.
Right.
And we kind of have been navigating that for those customers as well.
Well, one of the things that I've been harping on for almost 20 years now is making sure that I've been trying to get small business owners to stop buying desktops computers for their people, buy laptops, buy the portable units, and put a modem, a mobile modem inside each one of them. And I've been telling them, if a hurricane comes through, if a tornado comes through, if you have a fire, if you have a flood, I probably never said pandemic, but for 20 years, and here's the thing, TJ, I practice what I preach. I don't know how many dozens of laptops in the last 20 years, and I haven't bought one without a modem inside of it, a mobile modem. And as it turns out, they're yours. But still, I mean, if they'd taken my advice, they were ready for their people to go home. What do you think?
I couldn't agree with you more. And quite frankly, there are businesses that had that, and they were in a much different position,
yeah,
you know, in mid-March than others. And as I was talking to certain business owners, you know, and listening into meetings that we were having, I think initially it was like, hey, this will end in a couple weeks, and we'll be back to normal. And it did, you know, and then all of a sudden we got flooded. And then obviously our sales teams across the U.S. and our solution teams got flooded with help us. And you're right, their PCs were not connected. They're Wi-Fi connected, but, you know, that sometimes is very limited.
Right.
And as they had to become much more mobile, you know, those are the areas where a connected laptop, a connected iPad, a connected point of sale, quite frankly.
Right.
You know
a
what I mean?
Spot.
Where point of sale can
a Wi-Fi
be moved
hot
to the parking
spot.
Lot.
Hey, TJ, yeah, hold on to the thought. I got to take a quick break. TJ Fox is here, folks. He's with Verizon. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.